called him. Okay. Did you ever have a horse or?
No, not at this house. In other words, later on when we moved out in Bikesot there, which is the end of Ingalls Avenue.
Yeah.
You know where Ingalls Avenue is?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the cemetery is?
Mm-hmm.
When you go right straight on out Ingalls, just before you run into the Bikesot River, see?
Yeah.
There's a cemetery there, and then there's an old-time white house. Got the front porch down the side and across the front. It's one of the older homes. That's where my mother and father lived.
Oh, I see.
See? And a little bit more about the history. My mother and father, actually, when they first got married, they lived on what they call Frederick's Plantation. That's where Standard Oil is now. You had to cross the bayou.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a refinery or something?
It's a Coastal Chemical and Carcom and Standard Oil, all that land out in there, you see. That was with the old plantation.
Okay.
And, talking about the old time house, in other words, I try to tell my kids now about the conditions I came up under.
Yeah.
Those days you had to cut all your wood, you gathered lighter knots. We used to either go to the islands out here and pick up light wood, you know,
uh-huh.
Lighter knots, or you'd get a truck, you'd go up the country and get it. You had to chop all your wood. Of course, that was one of my chores because I came up with girls, see. I had three sisters. I was in on the bar, you know, and my brother was 6 years younger than I am, first brother. So consequently, back in them days, I had to cut enough wood for the wash pot, the stove, and the fireplace before I could ever play football or marbles or anything else. And I can remember back during the Depression that times were so hard that people would steal your wood. They'd be lazy, some of them. I remember I was in school and I took me a little piece of chalk. And I got to thinking out, well, Mama was using too much wood, she was wasting it because I was working too hard to cut it, or somebody was stealing it. And of course, my daddy, he was the type of fella, you know, nobody taking that wood, you know. You just think you're cutting all that much, you know. You're not working really, you know, working real hard. You just imagine, I said, I know what I cut. I'd rank it up, you know. But one time I marked my wood with a little X with that piece of chalk. I was read a story about Sherlock Holmes, you know, and I figured I'd catch the culprit. So I went out one night about 9 o'clock to get some water, and I was going to take a bath in the wash tub. And I saw this fella with an armload of wood in the wheel and moonlight, you know. And I couldn't holler to save my neck. I just did it with my mouth flying by. It scared me so bad. Well, he saw that I saw him, and he took off. Well, running, he dropped the wood different places, you know, part of it. Stick of stove would fly off, you know. So then I got my dad out there, and I finally, about the time he started running, I let out this shrill scream, you know. And my dad and mother both ran out to see what was wrong. I told them somebody stole my wood. So then I told my daddy what I'd done. I said, I know he got it because I marked all the top pieces with little X's. I said, well, we got a lantern. Which way did he run? So we knew. He suspected who it was, you know. And I showed him which way he run. So we took the lantern and walked out, and sure enough, we began to find the wood. Well, we picked it up and examined. I said, see, I told you. That's my X. And, so the next morning, My daddy got up real early. Everybody got up early in them days, you know. Before daylight, you'd wait for daylight to come. Because you had to go to bed, keeping you too much kerosene, you know, you had lamps. And anyhow, I heard him tell about it. He went over to this fella's house, and he had some wood there, and my father didn't accuse him of stealing. He just picked up a piece of wood, and he said, "Well, I'll be down now." He said, "That's got a chalk mark on it just like my boy marked his." He said, "You've been having trouble with somebody stealing your wood, too?" And didn't say anything else and turned around and walked off. And that day on, we didn't have any trouble with our wood.
Hmm. Well, after you got the fire started, you know, you got it started with a lighter, you put on a big...
First of all, you'd cut kindling wood. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's what we call fat lighted splinters. In fact, the brother next to me has got a finger missing today on account of fat lighted splinters. My sister was chopping the splinters after I would cut the wood.